And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the word, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Three shots suddenly rang out somewhere in the crowd. It was impossible to see from three or four automobiles back in the motorcade where I was riding with a press pool. Impossible to see immediately what had happened.
Suzanne Smith of Garden City.
I was living in El Paso, Texas, and I had just gotten off work. I remember it being on television like, later that afternoon when I finally turned it on. They just finally announced that he had died, and you could just tell by the looks on the faces of the newsmen. And when I would finally walk down the streets, or because we didn't have a car at the time, but people were just talking and whispering. It was just like, really total shock. It was just almost like everybody was just really in disbelief. You know, you didn't know what to say. Everybody just was more or less speechless.
This is Walter Cronkite in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy. He was wounded in an automobile driving from Dallas Airport into downtown Dallas, along with Governor Connally of Texas. They've been taken to Parkland Hospital there, where their condition is as yet unknown.